Stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilos. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilos, doing the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Real Mac for the cheddar, no one could do it better. Bust like Berettas, never let up. When they fed up, they asked for a head up. Where I'm from, niggas get ignorant and dumb. Rumba bum bum, beat your ass like a drum. I'm all about funds, large quantity and sums. I need a whole loaf, not crumbs. Otherwise, vibes change when I come. I act a little flicker off of malt liquor. You know I practice pimping like Don Bishop. Pull up to the potty like what's goody. Got my whole crew in black hoodies. See, I hit my little homie, told him let's ride. He replied, if I'm with you, nigga, let's ride. But a danger got a banger on my left side. So if you tell me to pull up,
right now,
no, I
just
might.
Vibing. Right now, I'm just 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 vibing.
Hustle for it and know it's no limit. The women, the cars, the clothes, the pendant, it's all splendid. But if you ain't got enough, don't spend it. Don't choke when you tryna stay afloat, nigga. Mess around, get tossed off the boat, nigga. Be careful of snakes and gold diggers. I'm just tryna make it pivot like I'm supposed to. I could count on one hand the women that I've been close to. Everybody depending on me, I feel like Goku. They say that they love me, but promise they fake it tofu. What you been doing? Getting it. Everything in my bank account, flipping it. Riding in the ghost, whipping it. When the music loud, the vibe feel different.
Right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing.
Niggas like backwoods and smoke them. Death is approaching me. I hear rumors from bitches, they talking about smoking me. That's why I stay strapped. Big dog in my section, I can get you knocked off the map. No cap, I done had niggas stripped. I done had niggas ready to kill me. Got knocked for his bitch. Shit, I'm tired of this life that I'm living. Just got out the pen, headed straight back to prison. I'm slipping, these niggas be begging to die. I saw where you was on your Instagram live. We be winning our wars on mama. Rubbing my Glock as I smoke marijuana. to keep me from blanking. Homicidal thoughts in my head as I'm thinking. Knock your ass down what you thinking. Put some respect on the beat cause we dangerous. I'm fed up with the stress and Glock 21 got a 30 in this. And then I go down my bed, I will not miss. I got a stripper in Houston from Richmond. I got a nigga from Richmond be shooting. Rest in peace, I. Rest in peace, 30. Be Young was the first that I seen with a 30. What niggas know about dice games at Del Norte? Huh? Ay, these niggas know what's up, they don't believe until they see partner head blowing up. Ay, bitch, I'm getting bigger, not blowing up. Used to post her up and sold her and pull it up. If the bitch in my car, then she hoeing up. Fight that bitch, ain't no blowing up. Bitch, it's real pimpin'. I'm from East Oakland, but shout out to Rip. I ain't no snitch, I can't hang with no snitches. You hang around non broke niggas, you the temple. Shout out to C. What's up with Duda? Traded them niggas two Glock for a fuller. Damn, hey, can't deal with this mind state, dog. How many more lives can my nine take, y'all? You fuck with them suckers, you get hit regardless. Bitch, we got money, got whips and garage. The king of the setup, get wet up on dawn. Team full of ballers and bitch, I'm Coach Carter. Rest in peace, TT from Parchester Village. Started stuttering, killing shit. Hey, took my first trip in the Regal. Fresh like I'm Prince, bitch, I'm fly as an eagle. Ay, I done fucked off a check. I done fucked off my bitches, only got one left. We done fucked up your block after that banger left. Thinking about death, thinking about homicide. Running the White House and relit the Columbine. All of these choppers, we ready for drama, man. Ay, for drama, man. All of these choppers, we ready for drama, man. Drama, man.
It's gonna freak out tonight. It's gonna creep through your window.
My feet up, that's living, nigga. 10 plus years I've been in it. crumb, no fear, I've been a nigga. Doing myself, won't send a nigga. You spit a nigga, let's break bread. Pussy nigga better fake dead, get to popping up with some fake dreads. No warning shots trying to take heads. I take Craig, got to get back. No misled, we did that. Since my talk, no chit chat.
Yarrayi. Coach's Corner. Yarrayi, can you hear me? Am I clear? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Okay, okay, that's what. You know, just maxing, relaxing, chilling, trying to make it through the coronavirus era. You might have lost me. We're going live. All right, I'm right here. What's the play is? What's good with it? Yeah, I think it got a little delay on it, but I guess you picking me up. Playing that mentor from him. Yeah, I'm gonna go in on the live. I'm gonna tap on the live. You think it will my live? Will my live let me be live too? In on the line. Devil in the building, what it do? Let me see, I can't hear you. Let me see, hold on. Let me work through the technical difficulties.
Yep. claim your mind. It's all killer, no ifs, ands, buts, or shoulda. I'ma have you hot as next, nigga, wish it coulda. Spend quality time with you, don't mean that. Communication's the key, I'm loving the feedback. How you look at me, I can tell what you feeling, your friends. Happy to jiggle, but the hell with the feeling. This ain't the bitch, we look up to you, so how can I blame them? Many women got the feeling certain on how niggas came up. I'm a thief from the street, I never tripped off a lady. Yo, it's you, mechanic, the taxi, can treat it the same.
Put my little book away.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're in the building there.
Yeah, we
You say I got my Mac Dre bobblehead?
Yeah.
The energy drink, I got the this was from me doing my live yesterday. I was doing my raffle, my giveaway for my relief fund. You know, I got the Caviar Records Relief Fund for the Unknown Legend Tour that got canceled. They canceled all my shows. So, you know, I'm independent with it. So, you know, we losing out a lot. So that's why I set up the little independent fund to get that going. People been donating, though, and you know, putting their bread up for me. So I got two little ones going. So we don't raise like $2,500, $2,600 so far collectively through both of them, you know. So we in the building.
Man, all day. Last time I seen you, I was telling him earlier. Where was he at?
Getting all my CDs at City Hall. We had to go put them in the little storage and stuff. And we had 20,000 copies, 20,000 different titles we had.
I don't think they heard you. How many again?
We picked up like 20,000 different CDs from all my different catalogs, I got 54 titles. So we picked up, like 20,000. We had to have three cars. We had three car loads. And we had the trailer. B12 brought the trailer. Remember, we had to bring the trailer. And then I ended up selling all of those. All of them ended up getting sold. So, you know, it's independent game is a lovely thing. You know, you just got to stay independent on the grind. You can't, if you're independent, that means you got to just work harder. You know, you got to compete with the majors.
Well, I think it's definitely an even playing field right now. I mean, everything about
even. Oh, yeah. Now it's an even playing field. You know, that's why I was saying on the interview I did with B12 them, and we was talking, everybody was on the Zoom, and I was like telling the mainstream artists, welcome to my world. You know, this is how I get it out the mud. You know, grit and grind. You know, we grit and grind for it every day. So I've been doing verses and beats and mixing and mastering every day since. So, you know, a lot of the people that tapped in with me might have not tapped in with me because they probably was working or probably doing stuff in their everyday life. So now here it is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They can tap in with me and get a verse and get a hook and get a beat, you know. So it's like, and I'm going to give them a deal. I'm half off in everything. So I'm half off in my prices. You feel me? I'm showing love through my charity that the fundraisers that I'm doing, you know. So, and we still got the Caviar Care. So I give back 10% of my fundraising still goes back to the Caviar Cares too. And, you know, I don't really push it a lot because I don't really do it for the masses. You know, it's like really for our local community. So the local communities know about it.
Speak on that a little more. Exactly what that is.
Yeah, the Caviar Cares is what we do. I go like to Watts, I go like to Vallejo, to whatever has a charity going. Like I was just gonna do it for my homie Lando. He has his that he do in Vallejo for Easter. I was supposed to bring them a lot of shirts and stuff that they was doing the Easter baskets and stuff, you know, and donate to that and bring to that. And that's what the Caviar Cares does for other organizations. So we don't host the charity events. We provide for the charity events. So if they had a event in Watts, we would go, and if they need $1,500, I would give that $1,500 through Caviar Cares. But it's not my charity event per se. You know, like they might have a Black Girls Movement for the little girls want to cheerlead. Actually, we did something with this for my little brother now that they had out there in Watts. And so, you know, they'd call me and say, well, we doing the fundraiser for it. So Caviar Cares is set up $1,000 for them and get it to them, you know, but it's not my charity. It's not my fundraiser event. So the capital that sits at Caviar Cares, you know, gets dished out to actual charity. Because when people say charity, quote unquote, we know sometimes that dollar don't go to the charity that they promoting or pushing, you know, and a lot of nonprofits, you know, really make profits, lots of profits. You know, that's what they're doing with this coronavirus stimulus stuff. A lot of these companies and high end companies, they know how to swindle. They know how to swindle 30 extra, 40 extra cents off a dollar, you know. So yeah. So, you know, they might need, you know, 600,000, really need 600,000 in this troubled times, but they're going to make it look like 2 million. You know, we need 2 million or we need 1.4 million. You know, and skim that extra 800,000 under the table for their own pockets, you know, so they could sit well. So when it comes from the heart, you know, when it really comes from the heart and you're genuine with it, it comes back tenfold in ways you don't even think it would anyway, you know. So that's why when I do my little events and like the little fundraiser I'm trying to do, I try to give something back. You know, so I'm giving the Max Ray bobbleheads to, I'm going to do a raffle later on at 5 o'clock, pull the names out, you know, give them something later on. I'm going to give away my catalog, you know, everybody's going to get signed autographs and posters, you know, little ways that we can help for them. Because as a fan, you know, that.
They need some music, they need something they can relate to, you know what I'm saying, or something to get them through, you know what I'm saying. I know I'm inspired by music. Music inspires me a whole lot. Fucking Ice Cube saved my life. You know what I'm saying? I never met a nigga a day in my life. But
yeah,
it was one of them songs. Nigga woke me up. I got up off my ass and saved my life.
Right, right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I have artists like yourself. I fuck with real niggas who do real things all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some of this music, man. You got one called The Devil's Eating at My Soul.
Oh, yeah, the devil eating at my soul, he be munching on it. I swear to God, my life's a speed bag, and I be punching on it. This just came out last week, and this is on my new album called The Seventh Letter that just dropped, well, two Fridays ago. This just came out. It's called, I got the full-length video for it and everything. It's dropping. It's called The Devil's Eating at My Soul, and it's off my album, The Seventh Letter. And it's one of those heartfelt ones. It's really my real story, you know. Came in this game with bummy clothes on my back, in the studio with dummy flows on the track. My pimpin' homie told me run these hoes on the track. My homie Tom fronted me some O's in a sack. Down on my luck, I'm pursuing it again. Got a second chance, can't ruin it again. Robin Banks did 5 years, moving in the pen. Don't give a fuck about doing it again. Devil all in my ear telling me to rob. Mom's in my ear telling me to get a job. The homies all banging, telling me to mob. I'm gonna get on my knees now and tell it all to God. So, you know, basically it's just, you know.
I came in the game with bummy clothes on my back. In the studio with dummy flows on the track. My pimpin' homie told me run these hoes on the track. My homie Tom fronted me some hoes in the sack. Down on my left, I'm pursuing it again. Gotta take a chance, can't ruin it again. Robin Banks did 5 years moving in the pen. And don't give a fuck about doing it again. Devil all in my ear telling me to rob. Mom's in my ear telling me to get a job. The homies all banging, telling me to mob. I'ma get on my knees now and tell it all to God. Trying to shift gears, but I'm burning the clutch. 25 years still learning to trust. Many didn't think I'd turn into much. I gotta make it happen before I turn into dust. Move like the wind does, felt not seen. Doing anything for green to help my team. You can be a star, been dealt that dream. Burn these gold bars and melt that cream. Running around doing all the things wrong. Still beating my chest like a King Kong. Back and forth with these demons like ping pong. Any conversation the niggas can bring on. Stabbed 100 times but got no wounds. Niggas out here getting swept with no broom. Why do you see guarantees they gon' bloom? So I'm up in the studio gas with no fumes. Wild card, hoping I get through. Knowing you curse is the worst to sit through. Bitten by vampires, you can get bit too. Daylight come, let's see what the shit do.
These devils beating at my soul, they be munching on it. My life's a feedback, swear I be punching on it. I play by the rules, maybe why I lose. Been paying my dues, but still with the blues. These devils beating at my soul, they be munching on it. My life's a feedback, swear I be punching on it. I play by the rules, maybe why I lose. Been paying my dues, but still with the blues.
In order to live, it seems I must die. But in order to live, I must try to rid these demons, cause it seems I'll just fry. If I don't soar like an eagle and just fly, gotta get away from the bullshit gun with a full clip brand with the preacher at the pulpit. All of my dirt I'm trying to justify. In the name of the Lord, I'ma testify. So many mistakes I'm trying to rectify. See the rules of the game, I gotta just apply. Try winning in it, been losing cause I'm sinning in it. Spinning in it, peace of mind, yes, vitamin. Every day a battle ensues. Out here battling fools. Shoot them all, gathering tools. Haters, they traveling too. So I kill them all rather than lose. Now I'm on the news, and I got another loss. Fuck fan dudes, just another brother lost. So I gotta stop that, I mean prevent that. When I said I'm trying to do better, a nigga meant that. Sent back many broke hearts over time. Maybe cause the devil came and took over mine. Putting that work in, daily on the line. Drinking on that Henny, never had a sober mind. I can go on and on and on and on and on about my wrongs, but don't need a long song. Bring fire to a beat like Tone Capone. Bullshit, I don't condone. So just another day, I'ma kick back. I know I can't take a lot of shit back, but hopefully my soul I can get back. Cause worshiping the devil, I ain't with that.
These devils eating at my soul, they be munching on it. My life's a feedback, swear I be punching on it. I play by the rules, maybe why I lose. Been paying my dues, but still with the blues. These devils eating at my soul, they be munching on it. My life's a feedback, swear I be punching on it. I play by the rules, maybe why I lose. Been paying my dues, but still with the blues.
You know, can't stop, won't stop. Get it, get it, get it. You know what I mean? You know, trying to stay relevant in these irrelevant around these irrelevant times. You feel me? Trying to stay relevant. You know, around these irrelevant. I got a song on there too. It's called "Staying Irrelevant Around These Irrelevant Fools." Staying relevant around these irrelevant fools, man. You know, we pushing. Baby D, so talented. Much love. I try to, you know, like I say, I be under the radar. That's where the unknown legend come in at. But, you know, but I still work. You know, it's something like a water heater. You know, a water heater steady working. But you take it for granted that hot water that you're using, you know, it's coming from that hot water heater. You feel me? Nobody looks at the hot water heater or nothing. It's hidden in the basement or somewhere. You know what I mean? But that motherfucker is steady working, though. You feel me? Fire. Without that hot water heater, you will never take a cold shower. I mean, a hot shower. You're going to be in them cold showers. You'll never wash your dishes with no hot water. So that's me. I'm the hot water heater. Or the submarine. I always tell my homies I'm the submarine. You know, because a submarine is a boat of many boats, of many ships. You know, that motherfucker can come to the top. You know, you might take a submarine to Hawaii, you know, and let that motherfucker rise to the top. You can open up the valve at the top and go sit on the top of the deck, and catch some sun rays. You feel me? But if it's time for war, you jump back in that motherfucker's closet, drop back down to the bottom, and launch some torpedo. You feel me? And get up out of there. You feel me? You can sail. You can cruise. You can coast. You can do whatever. A submarine go up and down. You got the speedboats. They float. They, you know, they quick to crash. You got the sailboats. They depend on the wind and what the wind going to take them. And, you know, got to fight with what the wind doing. You know, the yachts, you know, they luxury liners. So they, you know, cruising and, you know, trying to pace themselves to where they going for vacation time and, you know, leisure time. You know, a submarine is all of that. You feel me? Because when we ain't at war, we down there playing cards, the homies drinking. You feel me? But we always soldiered up. You feel me? We're on deck waiting, but we having fun too, drinking, chilling, partying in the submarine. We at the bottom of the ocean. We not even seen. You feel me? They don't even know. We down there. Boop, boop, boop. You feel me? Just floating through. Boat passing over us, all kind of shit. Kind of shit, but we still afloat. You know, we just hitting it. You know, if we come up every once in a while, you'll see us every once in a while. We pop up. What the fuck that come from? You feel me? We dip back down.
And that's what you're doing right now with this music right now. I mean, them last two joints definitely going to the top, bro.
Right on, right on. You know, I try to stay bringing it to them. You know, I've been in this game, you know.
With this coronavirus bullshit, because that's what it is to me. I mean, I know niggas got it and niggas is dying. I'm not saying that part is bullshit. I'm saying how the country is handling this shit. What's your take on virtual motherfucking concerts and shit?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the new spark while this is going on. I think a lot of people going to actually see they generated more money and had more success online than they was going to the virtuals. You feel? I mean, going to the live with this virtuals, because it's like, dang, okay, I got six. Erykah Badu, she just proved that. She went live and charged $1 for her live. I think it was like $1, maybe $1.99, but she had over 100-some thousand paid people. You feel me? Paid to watch that. So she don't pull in a quick 100-some thousand dollars. You feel me? I don't know how it worked with her tax situation, or, you know, if she go claim it or not. You know, that might go straight in her pocket. I probably just busted her out if the feds listening. You feel me? So, You know, Lil Jon and Usher, they had like 600,000 something views on something they was doing, you know. So it's like, you know, imagine they generated $1 on each of those views. You would be like, well, damn, I could sit in the house and chill, have my drinks, and just, I'm only go out when I'm going to have some fun. You know, now the clubs and the bars now might just be the spot just to go really have a drink, not to go watch a show. You feel me? Not to go see no performance. I'm going to go home later tonight and get online and watch them perform. Netflix, they just did their first quarter reports. I don't even like Netflix. I hated Netflix. But, yeah, I still hate Netflix. Netflix really, it's like the B class of movie shit. I got Xfinity. Now, I ain't going to lie. Xfinity on demand, and I got every channel. So Netflix can't fuck with Xfinity. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Say, yeah, they show good little movies here and there. They show you a good movie twice in a year. All them other thousands of movies is bullshit. I could make them movies, but I ain't knocking nobody hustle with nothing. I'm just giving my real. This is my real fucking opinion. You feel me? So I don't Netflix and chill all that shit. I watch Xfinity on demand. They got so much shit. And now Xfinity dropping the new movies. Shit that's in the theaters is on Xfinity right now. Niggas like, oh, but they charging. They charging.
You on demand.
Yeah, they like, they charging $19, though, for the Will Smith and Martin. I say, that's what you would have paid if you'd have took your family to the movies. That's what you do when you do shit like this. I'm going to get some people some game like this. Or it might be motherfuckers that know this already. But if you're going to go watch an on-demand movie that you would have purchased at the movie, what you do is you go online to your account. So I'll go to Xfinity.com, and I'll pay that $20 there to your account. You credit that to your account, so when they bill you later, you ain't got all these built up charges. You pay as if I'm gonna pay as, okay, it's Friday night, I would have went to the movies. I'd have bought popcorn for $80. You feel me? A box of popcorn costs $100 at the movies. You feel me? A soda, one of these waters, cost a nigga $12. You feel me? So go on and put that on the chat for the night. Friday night, I'm gonna chill at the house, order me a movie on demand. They're straight at the movies. But I'm gonna get on my Xfinity site, and I'm gonna put that money on the account. So when I get my regular bill, it's not on my regular bill because they're already negative out. It crossed itself out. But if you do that 5 or 6 times, you know, in a month, of course you're gonna get hit with an extra $100 on your bill. So normally you're paying $190, now you're like $290. Like, oh shit, they getting over me. No, you pay that extra as you do it with your on demand shit. Pay that shit as you go. And it'll actually put a balance out, because that's $20 you might have would have spent on some liquor, $20 you might would have bought some fast food with anyway, you know. So just take that off of your debit card. Now this one right here, this is about the street life, you know. And the seventh letter, everybody know what the seventh letter is. You feel me? It's the G, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And that's where I'm from Great Street Watts originally, you know, Great Street Watts, Baby Loco Crip, you feel me? And the G stand for gangster, you feel me? I got a lot of homies that's GDs, you feel me? You know, it's grinding, gritter. If you gon' when you hear the song, you'll hear it, you feel me? So it's one of them songs that's dedicated to LA to the Bay, of all the people we lost, all the homies we lost from Watts, from the Crest Side, you feel me? And it gives reference in that song, you know. It's the seventh letter, you feel me? And when you hear the words, you're gonna say, you know, I grew up poor, roaches on my floor, you feel me? When you sleep, you couldn't snore, you feel me? And the worst phone calls was in the morning around 4 when it rained, it poured. Homicides galore. You feel me? niggas get dumped on just for walking to the store. Welcome to my world. Gang banging and gore. Land ran by vultures and eagles that don't soar. Little girls turned whore. She had hopes of glitter and gold like Zsa Zsa Gabor. It's the seventh letter. You feel me? The gold and the glitter.
Yeah, yeah, this right here, dedicated to all my homeboys from LA to the Bay, watch to the press, it's gone, R.I.P.
I grew up poor, with roaches on my floor, neighborhood at war, bars on my door, horns to the core, with lions who didn't roar, killers moved in silence, you shit, you couldn't store, niggas easily bored, so stay looking for more.
And the worst phone calls was in the morning round 4,
when it rained and poured. Homicide the lore, bloody stained concrete, shit you couldn't ignore. Inglewood the block, Compton the Venice Shore. Niggas was getting hit just for walking to the store. Welcome to my world, gang banging and gore. Land ran by vultures and eagles that don't soar. Dreams shattered and tore, little girl turned whore. Had hopes of glitter and gold like Zsa Zsa Gabor. It's the seventh letter, the gold and the glitter. Gangsters trying to get it, the grinder and glitter. Be a dope getter. Round the bold and the bitter, step on the mound, be ready for a no-hitter. It's the seventh letter, the gold and the glitter. Gangsters trying to get it, the grinder and glitter. Be a go-getter, round the bold and the bitter, step on the mound, be ready for a no-hitter. Only time will tell, who gon' prevail. Y'all pray for heaven, but living to go to hell. Grinding and getting mail, hustling can't fail. Lurking, looking for anything illegal you can sell. 1 foot from jail, with rest. Post bail, gotta stay silent, cause under pressure most tell. In the crest, so yell, part of North Vallejo. Robbing, mobbing, romping, stomping, they follow my trail. On the turf where I dwell, style never stale. Gangsters beyond comparison, like guppies to a whale. You haters fragile and frail, slow motion like a scale. They blind to the facts, make them read it in braille. It's the seventh letter, the gold and the glitter. Gangsters trying to get it, the grinder and glitter. Be a dough getter. Round the bold and the bitter, step on the mound, be ready for a no-hitter. It's the seventh letter, the gold and the glitter. Gangsters trying to get it, the grinder and glitter. Be a dough-getter. Round the bold and the bitter, step on the mound, be ready for a no-hitter.
On my floor, bars on my door, whole hood at war. You feel me? And the worst phone calls was in the morning round 4 when it rained and poured. Homicides galore, bloody stained concrete, shit you couldn't ignore. Inglewood the Watts,
Compton to Venice Shore. Niggas was getting hit just for walking to the store. Welcome to my world. Gang banging and gore. Land ran by vultures and eagles that don't soar. Hey, I'm telling you, man. Hey.
They're going crazy on the Compton's quarter, man. They loving that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Compton is the boss rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You know, can't stop, won't stop, man. You know, I'm going to try to give it to him millimeter. 9 millimeter. Stay heated, you know. Doing the doing. For y'all out there that buy y'all stocks, too, I do the stock market thing. It's a oil frenzy finna go on. So if y'all in the stocks, get on the market. Cash App lets you buy little stocks here and there. Download the Robinhood app. Get y'all some stocks. The oil is a long-term investment right now because oil just hit the lowest of lows. So get into some oil. I put people up on a Whiteman Petroleum. They had actually filed for bankruptcy a few months ago. And so they had dropped down to like 25 cents a share. You know, so when they did that, I told people, go get 1,000 of those shares. At least get that's $250. Go spend that. Today they rose back up to 77 cents. You feel me? So if you would have put that little 250 up, you know, you would have had you in this little week span right now. You made $777, you know, on it. You put up, you got to do about a 10, though. So you got to think rich, think big. So if it's 25 cents a share, sitting, you put up 25 bands. Today you're sitting on 77 bands. You know what I mean? That's $52,000 in a week on stock.
All day, every day.
You know, and so the rich get richer, but it's Bandana calling me.
Yes, sir. Coach is calling, man. You know what I mean? He just called a flame right there, man. I hope y'all picked it up. He wasn't going to the bathroom, man. I hope you was listening. Mm-hmm. Hey, Coolie, yeah. Hey, don't say so.
Oh, yeah, this song right here, this one of the ones where, and I did a video for it, it's an animated video, y'all should check it out. I made it myself based off of Snapchat memes, you know, and it's basically just telling you the story of, I was rolling one day, it's really, I wrote it in my head, because I was rolling one day on the freeway smashing, and I was like, I do 100 on the freeway for the hell of it. Don't smoke coke, but I might celibate. I'm in her ear, macking, trying to tell her shit. She wants this dick, but I told her I'm celibate. But I was just on the freeway just clowning. I said, hold on, I got to make that a song. You feel me? And so I was just saying it while I was driving. So by the time I made it to the house, I jumped in the lab and had a beat for it. My homie Kalarachi had a beat for me. And I loaded it up, and it went perfect with it. So it's just telling you, I bounce for myself. I don't need no say-sos. You feel me? So that's what that's about.
Well, shit, we got 20 seconds, man. We gonna end it with this, man. Y'all decide to coach school. Now, this is Coolie on the underdog, man. You know what it is, man.
Yeah.